every one of them the same way. Okay, that was so-and-so.
That's okay. Okay. Michelle has started all her shows the same way for, like, years now.
Hello, all.
It's only been 1 year.
And, sure.
And, yeah, I do.
Okay.
Hello, all. And welcome to... Blank star. Or Ada, I guess, at this point now, too.
Yeah. All right, so I'll go first. Clary, I have a couple of notes for you. I'll go through... Yes, you can touch it. My hair. My hair. They're just reaching over and grabbing my hair. It's so small.
You have really nice hair, too.
All right, Clary, I thought your beginning line... needed a little bit more support, and one of the notes was a little bit flat, so it was just kind of a weird way to start off your song. I probably would have gone back and re-recorded that if I were you, just because it's the beginning of the song. I mean, it kind of puts in our minds how the rest is going to sound, so it would have probably been a little bit better to redo that. Also, I had a note... whenever you said, right here on the floor, you were like, right here on the floor.
I'm laughing at your face.
I know.
Because you were like, blah.
This is the only way I could do it, guys. That's why I'm so glad I record from home. No one can watch me.
I know.
This is so awkward. All right, so I had that note, and... I didn't really feel a lot of emotion. Like, you had great dynamics, good phrasing. Like, everything technical and musical was there, except for the feeling. I just didn't get any kind of feeling from you. I did like your tone, and I think I said I liked your phrasing. I can't remember.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. Okay. But also, that super high note you did, I think, twice sounded... Oops, I broke my pencil. Sounded really strainy to me. I'm not sure if it was the way you went up into the note or just how you held it out. I'm not sure what it was, but it did sound a bit strainy. And then my last note was that you said to find meh, or meh, instead of me. But it's a stylistic choice, so that's all I had. What did you think, Rochelle?
Yeah, I had a lot of the same. I felt like that first note was really off. I had the thing about the high notes towards the end being, like, a little off as well. Yeah, I also had the May thing. Like, it was like, you found May. Which is a stylistic choice, but it really stuck out to me as something in this song. It felt kind of nasally to me, too, a teeny bit.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Yeah, I agree. I think you could have had more emotion. I mean, this is a really, like, passionate-filled song. Like, you know, like... Like, you found me. And I didn't feel found. So.
I like how you acted that out. You found me.
But it's not even just you found me. You found me lying on the floor just a little late.
That's it's kind of
a powerful...
It's, like, a really powerful, like, intense image. And I just did not feel that.
Yeah.
I was left on that floor for a really long time.
Has anyone told you not to sleep on the floor? You'll get a cold.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's cold.
Cool.
The floor is cold.
Oh, because heat rises.
Yeah. Mm. We're smart.
I see. We drove home and didn't sleep on the floor.
Yeah.
Are we going to...
Liz is bed now. I'm bed now.
Gotcha.
Okay. I think. So...
Yeah, as you can see, we don't have room.
Yeah. No. I also wrote your very first I Found God. It was, like, a little nasal and, like, sounded off to me, which was, like, weird. It's a weird way to start your song. Like, I don't know. I feel like the first couple words should be pretty solid since that's the first thing we hear, and that kind of sets the tone for the rest of the song. I really, really, really had a problem with your emotion. Like they already mentioned, like, I just felt like you did not really feel what you were singing at all. You just kind of were singing words. And I also had a note about the high me's, the, like, runs that you did. I felt like they were off also. Yeah, that's all I had. I basically had the same things as you guys. So, yeah.
All right. So, good job, Clary. Next we have Monica Silent. Mm-hmm.
I I'm standing on the bridge, I'm waiting in the dark. I thought that you'd be here by now. There's nothing but the rain, no footsteps on the ground. I'm listening, but there's no sound. Isn't anyone trying to find me? Won't somebody come take me home? It's a damn cold night, trying to figure out this life. Won't you take me by the hand, take me somewhere new? I don't know who you are, but I'm with you. I'm with you. Looking for a place, I'm searching for a face. Is anybody here I know? 'Cause nothing's going right and everything's a mess, and no one likes to be alone. Isn't anyone trying to find me? Won't somebody come take me home? It's a damn cold night, trying to figure out this life. Won't you take me by the hand, take me somewhere new? I don't know who you are, but I'm with you. I'm with you. Why is everything so confusing? Maybe I'm just out of my mind. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's a damn cold night, trying to figure out this life. Won't you take me by the hand, take me somewhere new? I don't know who you are, but I'm with you. I'm with you. Take me by the hand, take me somewhere new. I don't know who you are, but I'm with you. I'm with you. Take me by the hand, take me somewhere new. I don't know who you are, but I'm with you. I'm with you.
Was Monica Silent.
Monica. Sorry.
Who went first last time? Was it me? It was me.
Uh-huh.
Faden, why don't you go first?
Okay. Monica, when this first started, I was like a little worried because it was like an Avril Lavigne song and I was like, huh.
He just got slapped. Sorry.
Someone on an anime character. Not you.
You just not got you, Monica. Faden just bitch slapped Monica. Holy crap.
No, we love you.
Yeah. Yeah, we're fans.
I love your accent, by the way. Anyways, so I actually liked this more than I thought I was going to. I actually liked the verses. They were like, I liked the emotion you had to that and how it was like subtler than Avril Lavigne's, because she's very like whiny and like, mm-hmm. It's a damn cold night.
A lot of scooping.
And you were just kind of like subtle with your emotion, which I liked. You sounded a little awkward on the damn cold night parts. It sounded a little bit like you were, like, holding back a tiny bit because you couldn't really get those notes the way Avril does. So I didn't really like that part.
Sorry, Lottie, someone asked my sister to make out.
Just on the street. A girl?
A girl.
Oh my god, that's great.
Yeah.
Classic.
I'll send a picture of her. You guys will understand. She's freaking hot.
Everyone was taking pictures of her.
Yeah. That sounded so terrible. I'm going to write that one down, too.
Oh. Your yeah's were a little wonky. I don't know. They, like, sounded really odd. Like, both your like, pronunciation of them and, like, your, I don't know, they just sounded wonky. There's, like, no other way for me to describe them.
God, I love that word, wonky.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like it when she does it either. It just sounds true. Funny.
Yeah, they're gross. It's like a gross part of that song.
Unless you like yell it in that certain style, it just doesn't. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't like it.
I feel like this was a weird song choice for you, but I didn't hate it. So
I'll go next. I said you have very proper pronunciation, unlike me, I can't even get my words out at all. I wrote down half a sentence, but I don't know what it means, so I won't say it. And then my last note was the yeah parts. And then, in addition to what Faded had said, that last yeah was off key. I can't remember. I think it was sharp, though. But I'm not sure. This is what it was. Isn't anyone trying to find me? That's what I wrote. It wasn't bad. It was just funny.
I thought it was funny.
It was so pronounced.
Yeah, it's very much
articulated. That's all I had, though. You were on key. It sounded good.
How
was it, Rochelle?
I actually liked this more than I expected as well. I think that you definitely had some wonky parts. But, like, overall, I thought it was good. Your emotion was really good. You're really good at performing, and I think that's a great thing that you do, and I think that's awesome. It's just a tool you can really, you know, use to your advantage. I agree your pronunciation was, like, very, like, official. Like, ooh, proper. But I think you pulled the song off well. I do think the yeah's were weird. But I think they're weird for Avril, too. Like, I don't think she does that beautifully. So, I thought this was a good, solid entry.
Nice. All right, next up we have Gil Dragon.
A little dancer came dancing to my door. Last night a little angel came bumping across my floor. She said, come on baby, I got a license for love, and if it expires, pray help from above. Because in the midnight hour she cried more for the rebel, cried more in the midnight hour, babe. More with a rebel, more. She don't like slavery, she won't sit and beg. But when I'm tired and lonely, she sees me too. What set you free? I brought you to me, babe. What set you free? I need to hear about me. Because in the midnight hour, she cried more. With a rebel, she cried more. In the midnight hour, babe. More. His own heaven collects it to go from the 7-Eleven. Well, he's out all night to collect a fare. Just so long, you don't mess up his hair. I walk the one with you, babe. A thousand miles with you. I'd ride your tears of pain, babe. A million times for you. I'd sell my soul for you, babe. For money to burn with you. I'd give you all and have none, babe. Just to have you here by me. Because in the midnight hour, she cried more. For the rebel, yeah, she cried more. In the midnight hour, babe, more. For the rebel, yeah, more. More. Oh yeah, little angel. She want more.
All right, Geldragon. I started it differently.
Yeah.
Rochelle, why don't you go first?
I was not really a fan of this. I thought your energy was super good. You were, like, really into it. And, like, you definitely matched your backtrack energy-wise, which was good because, like, this backtrack's really intense. I don't know. Like, it was like, a weird mix of, like, singing and yelling to me. And I felt like you should have gone, like, one way or the other. Does that make sense to you guys?
It does, yeah. But this song's kind of like that,
yeah,
already.
Yeah, and I get that. It's just like, I don't know.
It's like the style.
It just, like, didn't fit on his voice or something. I'm not sure what exactly was.
Maybe I think it was because in the verses he had, like, his normal tone, but then he did the
yells. Yeah. And then it was weird because it, like, was such a switch from, like, Gildragon
to,
like,
your
weird,
so
yelly
strong.
Gildragon. So
yes,
it was
vibrato,
that's true. It was very prominent in this song. I don't know. It wasn't that I didn't like this. I guess, I don't know. Like, there were things about this that I thought were really good, but then there were things that just, like, I didn't enjoy as much as things I've heard you do in the past.
Faded?
I basically have the same stuff. I thought your screamy part sounded really weird to me. Like, I don't know. They sounded off, and I don't know why that was. I just didn't really like the screams. I didn't think it was a very good choice for you. That's all.
I like this song, and I did agree on the transition between the choruses and the verses. I think your vibrato and just the change in stylistic choices was a little bit, it just didn't translate very well. I really did like your yells, but when you slid up in the midnight hour, the original usually slides down, so it just sounded a little, it just threw me a little bit, and I'm not sure. That just kind of made it sound a little bit strange for me. I think, I don't know. Did you roar in there also?
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
I love this music in the background.
I didn't not like this. I did like it. But there were a couple weird parts for me. But yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I was trying to keep mine short, but I didn't hate this or anything. I mean, I thought it was fine. I just felt like the screams were kind of weird. But
yeah. Okay. Next up is Audrey Golightly 13.
Time to lay claim to the evidence. Finger footprints sold me a butter. Footprints washed away from the docks downtown. It's been getting late for days, and I think myself deserving of a little time off. We can kick it here for hours and just mouth off about the world, how we know it's going straight to hell. Pass me another bottle of the Jaeger, so sweet, but if it keeps you around, then I'm down. Meet me on 10th Street, I'll take you out for one, hardly worth your time. In the cold, you look so fierce, but I'm old enough. There's the tension at the fire. South Broadway in the midnight, and like a bad movie, I'll drop a line, fall in the grave. I've been digging myself, but there's room between me. 6 feet under the stars. I should have known better than to call you out on a night like this, a night like this. If not for you, I know I'd tear this place to the ground. A night like this, alright, I'm gonna roll the dice before you sober up and get gone. I'm always in over. I'll take you out the room, hardly worth your time. In the cold, you look so fierce, but I'm warm enough. Cause the tension's like a fire. South Broadway in a matter of minutes, and like a bad movie, I'll drop a line, fall in the grave. I've been digging myself, but there's room for two. 6 feet under the stars, time to lay claim to the evidence. Fingerprints sold me out, but a footprint washed away. I'm guilty, but I'm safe for one more day. Overdressed and underage, do you really need to see an ID? This is embarrassing as hell, but I can cover for it so well. 6 feet under the same street, I'll take you out the room, hardly worth your time. In the cold, you look so fierce, but I'm warm enough. Cause the tension's like a fire, we'll hit South Broadway in a matter of minutes. And like a bad movie, I'll drop a line, fall in the grave. I've been digging myself, there's room for two. 6 feet under the stars. Oh, 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 oh. 6 feet under the stars. Oh, 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 oh. 6 feet under the stars.
Okay, Audrey, yay! I'll go first. My first note was open your mouth and pronounce, because you seem to just like slur all your words together. It just sounds. And you have a really good voice, but I can't understand what you're saying. And it all just seems to run together. And I really want to hear what you're saying. I also put that there wasn't really any emotion or energy. You have a very nice voice, a good sweet tone, and I love your vibrato, but when I can't understand what you're saying, and I don't feel any emotions coming from you, it's hard for me to get into the song. And my last note was that your harmonies were really strange. They just didn't blend very well, especially at the a cappella parts. It really stood out. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to do harmonies, make sure that you have them nailed, and if not, don't do them. Mm-hmm. That's all I wrote. What did you think, Faded?
I agreed with a lot of your notes. I felt like you were sounded like you were holding back a lot, Audrey. And I think you have such an adorable voice, as you know from last week. But like, I couldn't really hear it this time because you were kind of like holding back and being timid, which you really can't do for rock. I also agreed with you didn't really have any emotion or energy. I felt like your timing was weird on this too, on certain parts, especially the harmonies were not together. They were like,
yeah, I had that note too.
They were like half a second off, and so it was like really distracting. And you had like a weird overlap thing going at certain points, which was like, I don't know. I didn't really think it blended very well together. I don't know. This wasn't my favorite thing I've heard from you, but
I just don't think I like the rock round.
Rock was hard.
This wasn't my favorite thing either from you. I agree. You do have this tendency to kind of like close what you're saying, as opposed to, you know, opening your mouth and just projecting and really enunciating all your words. I think this fit your voice well. Like, I think this was in a good place in your range, but it was hard to, like, I wish you had showcased it more, because, like, it felt a little like you didn't, like, go all out.
I felt like she might have been holding back because it wasn't in a good place in her range. Like,
really?
Like, if she went full on or something like that.
Huh.
I'm not sure.
As a theory.
God, why do I keep hitting the mic?
You need to, like, get more emotion, definitely. And, like, yeah, your timing was also a little off in the first verse and the chorus. Like, it just sounded like you were a little early. That's really all I had for notes. Okay. You guys have said everything else, you know, so.
Okay. Next up is Valk.